Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Built for Tough studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the fans, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Wednesday morning. We had a nice comeback win at Citi Field in front of a great crowd last night. You had a blowout win out in Kansas City by the Yankees, a massive Aaron Judge home run. It seems like the Knicks are just asking every other organization if they would like to part with their successful head coach to come to New York. Doesn't seem like a great plan there. Some football news out there as well. We had a wonderful day yesterday down in New Jersey. Happy to be back. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm happy you're back, too. I mean, because, let's face it, you were having yourself a good time yesterday on your birthday.
Yeah.
And when the people that you were playing with found out that it was your birthday, they took it upon themselves to just absolutely try to ossify you.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that I remember from you yesterday, because I left at a reasonable hour, 7
yep.
o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and was you telling me to get out of my seat.
That's right.
So you could get up.
Yep.
And you could sing a song to my son-in-law, Matt Martin.
Yes, I did.
You had a guitar on your lap.
Yep.
You said you wrote a song.
I did.
You wanted to sing it to Matt.
I did.
And I looked at Casey Cizikas. I looked at everybody around me. And I said, I have no idea what this is. I don't know what's going on right now. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to leave. I'm not going to stay here and hear this. I just want to make sure that Gio's okay, and of course, the fine members at Due Process Stables, where we were playing golf yesterday, made sure that you were taken care of. They would never let you drive out of there.
Right, of course
not. And that's the last I remembered. And I actually sent Ryan Hurley and Jerry Recco a text when I left, and I sent the picture of you singing to Matt. I said, this is the last moment I saw Gio tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't see him tomorrow morning, I would not be surprised.
Come on. That is ridiculous. You know that I'm always here. I always show up. I came in here with a norovirus, for God's sakes. I came in here to do Best of Imus before you even work in here after I had food poisoning and I drove in. I'm always here.
All right. Okay.
I am offended. Thought I wouldn't show up to work.
It's not that. So as I was leaving, I obviously ran into a number of the people that played in this golf tournament yesterday, which was, by the way, amazing. And we got it in. It started raining early, but the last 14 holes, it was sunshine. It was great. It was awesome. And Due Process is an amazing place. But as I was leaving, people were talking to me about, what do you think? You think Joe's going to show up tomorrow morning?
I said,
yeah, I believe he'll show up tomorrow morning. But we've all been there, G. I was there for Boomer and Geo 1.
Mm-hmm.
I was there when I was coming back from the Super Bowl with you and Phil Simms in the back of the plane. Phil Simms was there too, but Phil Simms could sleep in. I didn't have to. I had to come to work that day.
Yeah.
And what I'm talking about is the red line that most of us have been confronted with. And there's a moment where you say to yourself, okay, I'm at the red line. Am I going to go jumping over it? Or am I going to try to stay behind it and just stay as good as I can right now, just so I'm ready to go tomorrow for whatever I'm doing the next day?
Yeah.
I have to say, I've never seen anybody down espresso martinis faster.
Hey.
And really, it was all as a celebration to your birthday, which was a credit to the guys you were playing with, to the club that brought you a birthday cake along with Janelle.
Yes. Yeah.
And I held my breath this morning as I was coming in going, I wonder if he's going to be
I
here.
Mean, that is, I'm
and
telling you.
And you are here. And because you crossed the red line.
Yeah, yes and no, because first
yes,
of all,
yes, because
hold
you
on.
Kicked me out of my seat and
I
you
did.
Sang a ballad to my neck.
It was not a ballad. It wasn't a ballad. It was a blues song. It was called Matt Martin Screwed Up by Having Twins and Then Retiring.
That was the name of it.
If you would have stayed, I wrote the song, and then Casey was cracking up. Matt was laughing, and it was like 45 seconds, like three lines, but it was a blues song called Matt Martin Screwed Up by Avid Twins and Then Retiring. And it was fun. It worked out. But here's the all right, couple of things. One, I didn't tell the guys I was playing with it was my birthday until the last hole because I knew what was going to happen if I told them early on, right? So I tell them at the last hole, and then that's when the wheels start coming off at that point. But I was in bed at due process before 9 o'clock.
All right, okay.
Before 9 o'clock.
So I went
back there, and I went to sleep. I had a great night's sleep. I mean, obviously, I was feeling great towards the end of the night, but I mean, the fact that you even crossed your mind that I wouldn't be here is offensive to me.
You know,
I am always here.
All right, I've hung out with you for 8 years now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're equal partners, and it's, I have never seen you like this.
Happy?
Yes, exactly. Very happy. And
yeah.
I have to say, With all my heart, I can't thank Tony and Ron and everybody down there at Due Process. Yesterday was a one of a kind. It's more than one of a kind. It's three of a kind now, but yesterday was the best one ever. They had champagne for Gio when the round was over, and you had about 30 people around you toasting your birthday. I mean, this had to be like one of the best birthdays you've ever had.
Yes, and I had a wonderful time with my family over the weekend and spent time with them, and they were very kind to me. And then Tuesday, yesterday, the actual birthday was great. I mean, it was embarrassing to a certain degree because of the attention I was getting from these guys. I was like, I don't deserve this. This is too much. It was making me uncomfortable. That there was so much attention, but it was great. And I had two factions yesterday. I had the one faction that was trying to kill me, and then I had the other faction that was trying to take care of me. But everybody was so nice, and from you to Janelle to Tony Hooks to everybody, they want to make sure that I was good and I was safe and I was in a good place and I wasn't going to try to go anywhere. So and it worked out great. I just passed out in that beautiful cottage that's right there.
Okay, so you're
I was
here.
Snoring right. Within 3 seconds, and,
okay.
And I'm here, ready to do a talk show. I mean,
what time did you get up and leave this morning?
I set the alarm for 4 o'clock, and I hit the snooze twice. So that's 18 minutes. So 4:18 was when I woke up, took a shower, and then started driving here. It was about 50 minutes, 5-0 from there. And I walked in here about a couple minutes before 5:30.
All right, nice.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right,
it was all
so,
good.
All right, so all right, we got over listen, one hurdle. Man. That's good. And then
it wasn't even a hurdle.
You don't understand. You have to take it from my person, where I'm standing.
Yeah, yeah, I get
and
it.
When I'm watching, and
but here's the thing: you don't understand. I've had a lot of nights like that. You're not around.
Right. Exactly.
And then I'm in here and you haven't even no idea what happened.
All right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
This is like a thing where, you know, I've got it. I've figured it out. I know the secret ingredients now to make sure I can have as much fun as possible and show up here and be good.
Wow.
I know what to do.
It was amazing. It was an amazing actually 2 days down there because we ended up getting to play twice.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were in the St. James group the day before.
Yep.
And then, of course, my tournament yesterday. And again, I can't say enough thank yous to everybody down there. And a huge hug and thank you to Ray Catino, who once again just continues to blow me away with everything that he has done down there in the Jersey area, but everything he's done for our foundation and why he does it for our foundation. And when he heard Gunnar talk yesterday, he was really moved. And he showed that by sending his grandsons up to me and saying, you know, my granddad and us want to make sure that we continue to do exactly what you guys are doing with Gunnar. And we think it really, really is important. So I don't know, man. Sometimes things blow me away. And then I got 1 minute over here. I'm blown away. And I got tears in my eyes. And next minute, I'm just looking at you and you're over there drinking espresso martinis, going like, you know, a house of fire.
it was great, man. I had everybody was awesome. And of course, you know, having Gunnar stand up, there was the first time he had made it to this event. So he got to see it all firsthand and, you know, all the money that's been raised and the truest, as he said, this is a true story of miracles in medicine and why stuff like this actually works.
Yes.
You know? And, you know, sometimes you show up and you don't know exactly what's going on or why you're there at some of these outings. And for this one, you know that every single dollar is going to somewhere that has already helped out what 90 to 95% of the people that Trikafta works for.
Yes,
cystic fibrosis. Yeah. I mean, that have, as you have well put it, unlocked their futures. So, yes, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun, but in the end, it's the money it's raised from all the good people that's allowed you guys to get this thing where it is.
And congratulations to our celebrity winner, Rick Cerrone.
Yes.
Who had an unbelievable round of golf, 7-under with his handicap.
He should be at that Old Timers Day, Rick Cerrone, right? Mm-hmm. You guys were talking about the Old Timers softball game. Rick Cerrone's one of those names that should be there, right? No?
I guess. I don't know if he wanted. He could still play golf, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a great day. And I will say that you even said it to yourself. I saw it in one of the text messages. I won't go too in deep with that. But I saw where you said, I think I love New Jersey.
Yeah. Well, we go back and forth about the whole, you know, these guys hate going to Long Island. We hate going to New Jersey. So I did have to say that the Jersey people could not have been nicer, giving me a better time. So, yes, for 1 day yesterday, New Jersey and I were best friends.
Well, 2 days, really.
2 days, yes, right. 2 days, yes, exactly, 2 days.
Got a chance to stay at the Molly Pitcher Inn.
Yeah. You know what was funny about that first day? So it's the St. James, which is the
a non-alcoholic iced tea.
Yeah, which is, and it's healthy.
The black and green tea. Yeah.
They got no sugar ones and everything else, and they're killing it. So they have an outing there, and they pushed back the start time because we decided we were coming down to play, and Tony Hook says, hey, we're going to push it off a half hour so Boomer and Gio can get here on time. And Tony Hooks runs the place. So then I show up there, I look around, I'm like, there's Nick Jonas waiting for us to show up and play.
And your boy Fat Perez.
Yeah, Fat Perez. I met Fat Perez in person, yeah.
And a lot of influencers, and of course, a buddy who I hadn't seen in a long time, because the last time I saw him was 2013 when I took him to a Monday Night Football game in Detroit. It's the great Chad Smith, the drummer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, it was great. Talked to him for a while.
I have to tell you, Al, I'm sitting here with Chad Smith. He wants to talk football. I want to talk music. We're talking a Led Zeppelin documentary, which he saw in the theater. I had to watch it on Netflix, which is amazing because of his love of John Bonham and my love of music and as well. And the next thing I know, like, we go from talking football to I introduce Gio to Chad Smith. And I said, by the way, Chad, Gio is in a band called Jalapeno Dream. And Gio then offered, he goes, oh, I was also in a bluegrass band with my mom and dad.
Yep.
And next thing you know, Chad Smith is knee deep into, they don't have drums in bluegrass, do they?
Yeah, it was
that
awesome.
Was the most like amazing conversation.
Yeah. I mean, because I had a whole, you know, life of music before getting here with you that you know, I don't talk about a lot, so you don't know a lot about it. But it's, yeah, it was great. It was awesome talking to him about stuff. And he is going to be a part of this. I got to find out where it's going to be streamed because I think everybody like Al and Eddie and Jerry will be interested in this as well. It's a Black Sabbath tribute that's going to be happening on July 5th over in England with so many unbelievable artists that are paying tribute to Black Sabbath and Ozzy, and they're hoping Ozzy can perform as well. And when he was rattling off these names, I was just like completely blown away. and he said he can't wait for it. So I got to get more information on that because I don't remember everything he said about it. But it was it sounded great. So yeah, that was and he's a tall guy, man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
I didn't realize how tall he was.
And do you think he looks like Will Ferrell or not?
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, more than a little bit, I guess. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you didn't, I bet you that he gets that a lot. And people think, because there's more people who know Will Ferrell than him, so I'm sure he gets it a lot, but yeah.
You know, I don't know if you heard this, but your buddy Fat Perez said to me, he goes, man, I loved how you found out who I was. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, Gio told you who I was, and you looked me up on YouTube while you guys were on the air, and, you know, my name's Fat Perez, and you said, meaning me, that, yeah, now I know why he's got his name. He is fat.
I believe the line was, oh, my God, he's huge.
Okay. Is that what it was?
It was, oh, my God, he's huge.
Well, he used that hot tub down there to process.
Oh, I wish I would have seen that. I know that sounds weird. I wish I would have seen him sitting in that hot tub.
Oh, he was loving life.
Because that would have been like kind of like almost like going to the zoo, you know? Like just witnessing Fat Perez in his...
He looked like he was
in
very
his
happy.
Element,
yes.
You know? In his element. But yeah, a couple of wonderful days.
So I get home last night and I turn on a TV and it just happened to have the Yankee game was on, and I saw this home run by Aaron Judge. It almost went out of the stadium.
469.
It's got to be farther than that. I don't know how they measure those things. That thing was rising and then hit their Hall of Fame sign.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe my eyes. I know that they were saying that this is like his. Either sixth or seventh longest home run?
I thought it was seventh that they said.
Okay.
Yeah.
He almost hit it out of the building.
Yeah, I mean, and just they turned it on it inside, bat speed, insane. 117 miles an hour is the exit velo. I mean, it's insanity. It's
now,
absolute insanity.
Now we talk about, you know, not having... New York never seems to have the guy. Like, the guy is, you know, right now, Shea Gilgeous Alexander, it's Connor McDavid, it's, you know, maybe Sam Bennett. New York never seems to have the guy in some of these other sports. There could be some of these guys here in the NFL. Malik Nabers could be that guy. Maybe Garrett Wilson is close to being that guy. Sauce Gardner was that guy. But this guy is, like, if you are an away team or the team or the home team where the Yankees are the away team coming in, and he hits a ball like that, are you happy to have been there to see that? Or are you upset that your pitcher just laid one in there and he just absolutely demolishes it?
Well, I'll tell you from my experience, because I felt like I went through something similar back in the day when I would go and watch the Cardinals with McGuire at Shea or the Giants with Bonds at Shea. And I would be pissed off that they would hit home runs, but I would also say to myself, wow, that was kind of cool to see. So, yeah, I mean, I think the overriding emotion is that you're mad because you're so into your team winning, but you're also saying to yourself, I'm watching history at the same time.
I mean, it's insane. It's like he is, it's, you know, he and Ohtani, of course, but with what he's doing, and Ohtani's not pitching this year, and he's not going to pitch before the All-Star game, it looks like. Watching Aaron Judge just get up to bat every single time, it's almost like can't miss television now. It was like the home run chase where they would break into the games.
Yeah.
And you would be able to watch down in your lower left-hand corner Mark McGwire or Barry Bonds or Sammy Sosa, you know, hitting home runs.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if it's appreciated enough, though, because of what happened back then. Because
I think it is. I think for this guy.
Well, is it, though? I mean, we do. Because we sit here and we're New York sports guys and we're watching and you're watching this happen. But
and we're not Yankee fans, dude.
Right. So, I mean, but is where baseball is right now in this country, the way we went through all the craziness with the home runs during the steroid era and then find out that those guys were cheating and the fact that, you know, Aaron Judge in the postseason disappears, all of those things make me feel like this doesn't get appreciated enough by other baseball fans or other sports fans around the country. I mean, does anybody pay attention to this outside of here?
I do. I really do. I think he, like, for when they're on the road, fans buy tickets to see him. You know, like we talk about, we make fun, needle mover this, needle mover that. This is the guy who's the ultimate needle mover. And just the way he goes about himself. Is there anybody in baseball that hates Aaron Judge? And when I say hate, I mean, like, you know, could there be a fan that doesn't like him because he wears the pinstripes? Yeah, I guess
so. Of course, yeah.
But by the way, you know, the Yankees didn't buy this guy off of somebody else's roster.
Right.
You know, that's always been the thing. Like, they'd always spend the most money. They'd always go get the free agent every year. And I can understand why they were the evil empire. I can understand why other franchises and their fans would despise them. It's the argument that's been around here forever since George Steinbrenner took over the team. Now this is not the case. This is homegrown talent. This is a guy that has lived up to every expectation they had for him when they drafted him. And now I would say has even exceeded it to the point where, you know, this home run last night, like, we're watching greatness and brilliance all at once, and he's right in the middle of his prime. He should be able to do this as long as he stays healthy, unlike last year, for at least 4 or 5 more years to go.
Yeah. I mean, and Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees contingent were like 2 days away from losing him in free agency.
Which would have been.
Which is amazing to think about. And Hal Steinbrenner, you know, Hal gets a lot of crap for maybe not going over the luxury tax and not being his father and all of this stuff. He made that phone call and sealed that deal because, you know, you hear Aaron Judge talk about it, you hear the reporting around it. I mean, he was seriously considering going somewhere else. And Hal Steinbrenner said, do you want to be a Yankee? What do we need to do? And then he said, you know, give me that next year, whatever it was. And he said, all right, you got it. And if that's it, that's it. And they made the deal happen. Imagine if he was doing this for somebody else.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he did this and he got, what, $360 million. To this day, this is like 2 years ago, why somebody did not offer him $500 million. That if there was a guy that would be worth that kind of money.
I think age. I know it sounds crazy, but it is. It's not, you know, he's not hitting it at 25, 26. He hit it at 30. That's why. That's really the only reason why. I mean, and Juan Soto doesn't deserve the money like Aaron Judge deserves the money. That's clear. But the answer, whether you agree with it or not, is when they hit free agency.
Well, the one thing about Juan Soto is he's starting to wake up and has now for the last couple weeks.
And he was great last night. Big reason why they came back and won.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got some positive baseball highlights and more from Jerry Recco, who is talking to Eddie about a sponsor right now. So I will vamp for a little bit. Okay, very good.
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Before I do the baseball, you do have all this Knicks stuff as they're getting turned down by everybody. So ESPN,
listen, everybody hates us as fans. They hate our fan base. They hate us. And what NBA team really wants to help the Knicks?
Apparently nobody.
Zero.
And this has nothing to really do with the Knicks because these are successful franchises with good head coaches. So whether it's the Knicks or the Pelicans or whoever, they're not going to just give up their good head coach. And the fact that their plan was to fire Tibbs and then just ask other teams to give up their good head coach might be the dumbest thing they've ever done.
And you have no assets. You have no assets to do that with.
Yeah, correct. Traded them all for Mikal Bridges, who made two defensive plays in 6 months.
Man, we are in such a weird spot. That's why, I mean, it's got to be like one of the guys that are on the street, like Mike Malone. It's got to be somebody like that now.
I'm going to say something. What if they bring Tibbs back? What if they say, I'm sorry?
You said that the other day. They're not doing that.
I think
say, I'm sorry,
we made a mistake.
What planet are you living on?
The Knicks planet. I mean, the Knicks planet, anything's possible, man.
The same planet that they thought the Mavericks were going to say, sure, you can have Jason.
Oh, exactly.
Or the Rockets would say, sure, you can have Ime Udoka.
I mean, I think it's more plausible that they say, hey, it was a rash decision, come on back, Tom, as opposed to one of those teams giving up their good head coach for nothing. I mean, this is crazy. It's probably going to be Johnny Bryant. It's going to have to be.
Yeah, maybe.
I did see Frank Isola post in the New York Times, Tibbs got an ad today, thanking New York, dream job.
Why? Nobody reads that crap.
Well, maybe that's why he posted it.
He took it out
to make
post.
Sure everybody saw it.
And he also said at the bottom, I would welcome another opportunity to be the head coach of the Knicks if you guys can't find anybody.
He did not say that. Tonight in Indiana, Game 3, NBA Finals, Pacers hosting the Thunder. All right, we'll get to that baseball that you're talking about. We'll start in Kansas City, and it started early with the Yankees beating up on the Royals.
Here's Nick, the next offering by Cameron. Infield straight up, outfield straight away and deep. Pitch swung on high, fly ball, deep left field, forget about it. My goodness, did he hit that. Oh, almost up the Hall of Fame. My goodness. Home run Aaron Judge, 2-0 Yankees here in the first.
Yep, and that was Dave Sims with the call. It was a long home run, so much so it even had Susan taken aback.
469 feet.
Every bit.
Holy.
No.
Stop. She didn't do that.
Come on.
What's that?
She did not say holy bleep.
She said moly.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, she said holy moly.
But you never know these days.
I mean, that almost went out of the stadium.
Yeah. I thought it did at first.
They say 469. Obviously, it's trajectory and speed and everything else.
Well, I heard you say you don't know. Are there chips in the balls? There have to be with the way they get the information instantly.
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't think there's chips in the balls.
No chips.
No chips in the balls.
No, they have the technology
all like the track
in all the stadiums.
With the golf track where they have it behind.
Kind of yeah.
Interesting.
I would think that's the, I don't know, that seems like a plausible explanation.
Here was Austin Wells. The Judge singled, Homer drove in 3. Wells doubled, Homer drove in 5. But when thinking of that Judge home run, just holy crap.
Not a lot of words. That's one of the furthest balls I've ever seen hit today. So that was really cool, and what a way to start that game off.
You know what's amazing? That was on YES. So if you watch that replay, not this one, the last one they showed, there's a guy in sunglasses and a white T-shirt who probably paid a fortune to sit behind home plate.
Who's looking at his phone?
Who's looking the other way?
Uh-oh.
And never even saw the ball hit. That's Here was Judge himself. Yeah, all right, I homered. It was a long one, but Wells is the one that was really locked in.
What a great game for Wellsy. That 3-run homer, what an at-bat. You know, just kind of battling off some tough pitches, heaters up, some good off-speed pitches, and then, you know, to hit a changeup out like that and give us a nice 5-1 lead there kind of I feel like helped everybody settle in, helped Max settle in a little bit, and helped us get that victory.
And Max, of course, is Max Fried, who threw 7 innings for the win. He improves to a nice 9-1 on the season.
Hey, Jerry, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm going to ask you a question because I thought this was a good question and Ben Boomer swatted it away.
Okay.
Or a good statement. I don't think that the Aaron Judge, what's going on now, mm-hmm. is being appreciated outside of New York because of a couple of reasons. One, baseball's not as popular as it was. Two, that whole steroid era thing kind of desensitized us to stuff like this. And also, three, he's a guy who has struggled in the postseason. So when people...
He dropped the ball.
You know, when people want to knock him, they'll bring that up. It just... You've recognized it. You've said it a million times, but we're watching his historic. But I just feel like outside of here, it's not impactful.
Yes, I think because people outside of the city don't care about the Mets and the Yankees.
Yeah.
And if it's not your team, baseball's so regional, it doesn't matter, I don't think.
Which is
not to us, but...
What about Shohei Ohtani?
I think that's a little different only because, in my opinion, because of the expectations coming over from Japan and he's lived up to them.
He's an international player.
Exactly.
Yes.
So there's a little... But I do think what we're watching is something we may never see again.
By the way, I didn't poo-poo it. I'm just saying, to me, like, and it's because I turned the TV on last night. There he is. He's up and he hits this thing almost out of the stadium. Mike, this is incredible.
I mean, it's June 11th. He's batting somewhere. I don't know the number.
396 or something.
Yeah, he's in the 390s. And, I mean, he's driving in runs. He's scoring runs. It's not just home runs. He's been awesome.
Does the average baseball fan that, like, goes to these games, not like the baseball geek, the Evan Roberts of Kansas City, but if you had gone up to any fan and bought a ticket to that game, I was like, you know, is Aaron Judge, how far away from 400 is Aaron Judge hitting right now? Do you think any of them would be like, oh, he's 396? He's having a historic season.
I think it's possible. I think the bigger question to be able to answer that is like, what are tickets on the secondary market going for in these cities when the Yankees come in?
True.
And what does the overall attendance look like when the Yankees come in? Now, there's New Yorkers all over the place. So any New Yorker will be, you know, that's living in Kansas City or transplanted to Kansas City is going to these games.
Oh, sure. Do you get a lot of that New York to Kansas City transplants?
I'm sure there are. Believe me, New Yorkers are transplanted everywhere.
I understand. But I always thought it was more like South Carolina, North Carolina.
I was going to say mostly North Carolina and Florida.
Florida.
I tell you, where we live sucks, really. I mean, you can sit behind the dugout for $100 tonight. I mean, come on.
Well.
$100.
That's why you fly to Kansas City.
Have a nice couple days behind the Yankee dugout. $91. You can sit right behind the dugout. And I'm not saying it's front row, but it's lower level behind the dugout. Yes.
And by the way, you know, Kansas City is a very nice city.
How about this one? Right behind home plate, 151.
Jesus.
Row N. So what is that? 17 rows up, right behind home plate. You take that seat at Yankee Stadium. There's four numbers, not three.
Yeah, and it's worth it because they're legend seats and it's wonderful. But yes, it's a different world.
It is. Yeah, it is. No doubt.
They have espresso martinis down there.
They got everything you need, man. Whatever you want. They were delicious, by the way. There was a little sprinkle of cinnamon on top of it as well. Didn't you get stomach virus out of a porta potty in Kansas City?
That was out at Arrowhead, yes.
Yeah. I thought so.
Downtown Kansas City is nice. Really nice.
Yeah. I will tell
you, really nice areas.
Talk about porta potties. Someone pulled a fast one. And my kid's baseball game last week, I won't say where, because it's a really nice place, but the porta potty, you know how they put the date? They sign when they cleaned it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone went and they put the date in for like 2 days prior. No way. Unless a herd of elephants use that thing. It was nasty.
Are you saying that the Little League moms are just, you know?
Wasn't Little League. This was high school.
Duping their ass off. remember at the Travelers last year? There was like 15 porta potties.
Yeah.
Travelers Championship at Cromwell. It's a wonderful event. But we went there on the Wednesday before, the Pro-Am day. And I was just going to do my normal number one that situation, open up the first one, pile of dupe. Second one, pile of dupe. I went through 15 of them. There was, every one of them is massive. It stunk. I was like, and then I just had to go in there, hold the breath, close the eyes, and just go.
It's just awful.
I was like, how many people... I mean, I have never done that in a porta potty.
By the way, you can count on it for a fact. None of those were mine.
No, I know that.
Yes.
Jerry, have you ever?
No, God, no.
Al, duped in a porta potty?
Nope.
Eddie?
Yeah, on hiking trails.
Yeah.
Well, do what you have to do.
I figured you would just do it out in the woods. Wipe your ass with a leaf. Well,
at some of these trailheads, you have, you know, let's say rustic facilities.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, that makes a little bit more sense.
Hey, how about the intern behind you? Is he ever duped in one?
He has not. He says no.
No. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. But yet 15 of those at the Travelers all had dupes. Well, crazy. Well,
yeah. I mean, lucky for me, I've never had to either.
True. I mean, sometimes you got no choice.
Yes.
Sometimes those things can be filled up by, you know, guys who are working, you know, on site.
Okay.
And they can't get somewhere and they have to go in there.
Fair. I just thought it was all the fans. And stuff.
They won't let them in the clubhouse, of course.
Right.
Not nice.
Just quickly, the Mets did beat the Nationals 5-4 in 10. We'll have all the sound coming up next hour. Jeff McNeil, the game-winning RBI single in the 10th. But you had a big two-out walk to Starling Marte in the 8th, followed up by a Juan Soto RBI double to get within one. Then Pete Alonso, the two-out game-tying RBI single. So the Mets 43-24. They've won five straight. They now lead the Phillies by five games because they lost to the Cubs. You'll have David Peterson and Jake Urban going tonight on Mets Odyssey Radio at 7:10. As for the Yankees, it'll be Clark Schmidt taking on Chris Bubich on the Fan at 7 p.m. He's got a 1.43 ERA, so that kid's pretty good. I'll just give you one from Steelers camp, and then I got a lot of NFL sound throughout the course of the morning. I'll give you two. Aaron Rodgers with the media first. Why the Steelers?
I think it starts with Mike Tomlin. I mean, I've been a fan of his for a long time. There's a few iconic franchises in the NFL. I played for one of them for 18 years. This is another one of those.
You didn't mention the one he played for the last two. and then also, this was towards the end of the... this was towards the end where a female reporter is like, it looks like you're wearing a wedding ring. Is that a wedding ring?
Yeah, it's a wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long
ago? It's been a couple months.
So there you go. He tied the knot. Aaron Rodgers. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Was he dating somebody?
Yes.
For a while? Or was this like a shotgun sort of Vegas wedding?
It wasn't long, I don't think.
So in December, he had it came up on Pat McAfee that he did have a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was it.
All right. So, I mean, that's a long enough time.
And he's 41. We're not dating for 3 years.
True.
So congratulations to him. We will have sound from Mike Tomlin throughout the course of the morning. I will tell you next hour, I mean, I know it's kind of tired at this point, and yet it doesn't seem like it is. Chris Rousseau.
Another name thing?
Oh, no, like three of them.
Oh, boy.
So that'll be coming up at 7:30 for you.
You worried about him?
No. This is just him, and he doesn't change.
Been doing this for 30 years.
Yeah.
He's mispronounced more names than he's pronounced correctly.
And how do I put it? He also pulled a Peter Schwartz. I'll leave it there.
Begged for tickets and got them?
No.
Resigned from a general manager's job?
No. You'll know when I play it for you next hour.
Got a gift certificate from a Miller's Ale House.
You want to keep going?
I could.
I know you could.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Where did this guy go, by the way? Remember, he was everywhere and then just disappeared. And he had a little bit of a career prior to these hits. And then he had a couple of songs that were popular after this one. But Walker Hayes, right?
Yeah, I was just looking at his discography to see if he's put anything else out. He did that move, which is a bad move, at Christmas. He did Fancy Like Christmas.
No, no.
Yeah.
Oh, he took a song and he just butchered it up. Yeah.
And he did a very, I remember he put out a song. It was like a long song where he did like a lot of talking. It was very personal to him. It was someone who like helped him turn his life around. And
yeah, that was actually prior to his big hit, Fancy Like.
Oh, really? Yeah. It was prior?
Yeah, okay. It was prior to that.
But he was trying to bring it back. I remember after his big hit, he was on the Today Show or Good Morning America or something. And he did that and I was like, oh, You gotta do the stuff that the people like. You can't be whipping that one out.
You gotta keep it relevant. That's the thing. Yeah, I'm with you, bro.
Yeah, and that song, of course, is near and dear to your heart as it was blasted into your face.
Yeah, I think I lost my hearing that day.
An AFC championship game and turned into a great viral moment for the NFL today.
I couldn't hear a goddamn word anybody was saying. I couldn't even read their lips. It was so cold.
And JB was just trying to power through. Just trying to power through. Oh, nothing was going on.
The ultimate professional, man.
Absolutely, he is.
That guy, nothing bothers him. You could have 15 people talking in his ear at the same time as he is talking
in different languages, like the United Nations.
Yes.
And he'd be able to just go right through it.
Incredible, impeccable professional.
Let's go to Eric in Deer Park. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, fellas. First of all, I just want to say thanks to Puma for always doing such a great job with the CF Foundation. That's number one. Number two, how come nobody's ever mentioned Mark Jackson's name with coaching the Knicks?
Oh, I think Stephen A. Smith did, didn't he?
I think he did, too. I just don't think they want to have chapel every day at, 3 o'clock.
Okay. And number three, what do you think about this in the NBA? First quarter, no three-pointer. Second quarter, three-pointer. Third quarter, no three-pointer. Fourth quarter, three-pointer. This way they bring the big man back into the game. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of reminds me of my idea, which was first quarter basketball, second quarter beach ball, third quarter volleyball, and then fourth quarter medicine ball.
Problem is that
never caught on.
As much as I'm not a huge fan of it because I do think it takes away the big man and it takes away the mid-range jump shot and all this other stuff. But, by the way, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a great mid-range jump shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously a better shooter than Mikal Bridges, but that's Mikal Bridges' game. And I like those players. But the three-point shot gets teams back into games fast. And we've seen Indianapolis do that, four times now? So we saw the Knicks do it three times. If you don't have that three-point shot in the game, the exciting ends to these games probably are not going to happen.
Yeah, and as far as Mark Jackson goes, I mean, you're right. He got that reputation of just being too much of a preacher.
He was overly religious
for
the Golden State Warriors, and that's why they replaced him with Steve Kerr.
Yeah, I mean, and yes, he did great work with them and got them to a certain point. And you could say, Steve Kerr was part of getting him over the top, or they would have been over the top anyway. And, Mark hasn't resurfaced as a coach since then. But yes, Stephen A. Smith has brought his name up and loudly on ESPN.
So yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Now,
no.
Wasn't Mark Jackson out on the street preaching?
He was on the street corner, yes, with like a holding stuff up.
Which is great. Do that all that you want. It's just, I just don't see an NBA owner, unless Mark has kind of toned that down in terms of being an NBA coach as opposed to being a preacher away from the NBA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you try to bring that into a group of guys and half that, the guys don't want it.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's the thing.
That's where the problem happens.
Yeah. Right, absolutely. And, I mean, he could do whatever he wants and follow whatever he would like, but when you start bringing it into a place and then and doing that and spending a lot of time doing that with not everybody on the same page, it creates schisms. Schisms that lead to firings.
Yes.
And firings that lead to dynasties.
And firings that also lead to, like, you know, what are we doing? Where are we going now?
Yeah.
What coach are we trying to pry away from some other successful organization?
Which is crazy, and we're going to talk more about that.
I would say the Rangers just did that.
Yeah, but they had...
You know, Sullivan had been in Pittsburgh for 10 years.
But they had... They were kind of done with him, though. It was like time to move on.
Yeah,
there.
Yes. So they caught a break.
Yeah, so it's not as if Mike Sullivan was there and the Penguins wanted to keep him. And the Rangers came in and said, hey, can we have Mike Sullivan? They said, yes, to come to the end of that situation, which is sort of, speaking of Steve Kerr, which is sort of kind of what's going on there. I mean, you know, Steph Curry's got one more year left on his current contract. Steve Kerr's got one more year left on his current contract. You would think that those guys would at least want to finish that out, but that's kind of come to an end too. A little bit. Huh?
It has.
So.
I don't know. I mean, like, you know. Half of coaching in the NBA, I think, is just keeping everybody happy and getting everybody to believe into what you're preaching, and that's usually defense, and you got a couple offensive plays here and there. You know, it's got to be a personality that seems to kind of, you know, generate with everybody else in the building. And I don't know who that guy is right now. Maybe it is Johnny Bryant. Who knows?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.